Yeah, we're holding Daf Tei Hei. Okay, just last line, this last Gemara before. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The last Gemara Daf Pei Dal on the base. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yeah, Daf Tei Hei. Bor Shebein Shtei Chateres. If you have a bor, like a ditch that has water in it, that's in between two chatzer. On the right side is one chatzer. On the left of this bor, there's another chatzer. And we're talking about these two chatzer that not making the Reuven chatzer together. They're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Now, this bor is mufleges mikoisel zeh bor. It's four tfochim away from one chatzer. Mikoisel zeh bor. And it's away four tfochim from the other chatzer. It's mamish smack in the middle, that there are four tfochim, each chatzer, each wall of the chatzer, is away four tfochim from this bor. So neither chatzer has an easy tashmish to this bor. And what's the locha? Now both chatzerim want to come and throw buckets into this bor to fetch the water. Which chatzer is allowed to use it? So Rashi, bor shebein shtei chatzeres, haprudois zumizu, they're separated one from the other, umafsek b'neim, and there's a hefsek, there's a space in between the two chatzerim. Kein movi kotin, mamish like a small alleyway. V'yein diurim suchim loy, but nobody lives in this alleyway. V'yhabor b'yois hefsek mufleges mekresel ze'arbo. Yeah, it has to be separated. It's Rashi. Dilav hochid mufleges hebi tashmish shebenachas hebi kimoi shabor chetzi mechotazu vechetzi mechotazu shereshushneim shletes bo. Because if it would be closer than four tefachim away, pshita, they both have easy use over this chotzer. So pshita, they ask as they'll say, neither of the chotzerim could use it unless they make takan aruv chotzeris. Yes, therefore we're talking about it's muflug dalet tefachim away from each one. So what's the eitzah now? How are they allowed to carry up water, stop up the water on Shabbos from the bor? So at the Gemara, Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that Zeh Moitzi Ziz Kolshu Umamala. Yishno, the right chotzer has to stick out a piece of wood, a ziz, out of their wall, dalat fochim long, and then from this piece of wood they'll stop up the water. Zeh Moitzi Ziz Kolshu Umamala. And the other chotzer also puts out, projects a piece of wood, four tfachim long from their kaisel, and then they can also schlep up the water from the bor to their chotzer. So they have to make some type of a hekir. So Rashi, zeh moitziz is kolshu, mi kaisle from its wall ad le bor, up until the bor. Now it's four tfachim long, this piece of wood should be. Umemala derech chaloni, schleps up the water through its window. Vechein zeh, the same thing the other chotzer. Since they're away, dalet fochim. Really, the two chatzerim is not considered that they both have a right to use this in between bor to say that both aser zel zeh, since they're both away for tfochim. And there's no real pesach to get into there. It's only they have a window there that they could throw their bucket through the window. People living in the movi. Because nobody, no people living in the chotzer has their house opened up into this movi. Lotzes v'lovi b'regel. V'ein tashmishton v'kach. Derech avir. The only way they use this bor is by throwing from the window into this bor. Now, v'din huzot rashi mi'ikir adin deziz namu l'liboy. You don't even have to have this hecker of sticking out a piece of wood out of your wall. Elamishum hecker b'yalm. It's tamad rabbonim deke hecker. We should see something is different here. People shouldn't come to learn out the wrong thing from here to say it's mutter to carry from one rishus to another rishus, even without an erev. Therefore, here we tell you to make some type of a hekker here. Or the kavosa itma masechta Shabbos. Same type of thing we learned in masechta Shabbos. A perikazurik, what svina? Same type of thing. But this is the ikadin over here. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Yehuda the Deyoma, but Rabbi Yehuda himself, what's his own shita? Not in the name of his Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Yehuda's own shita? Afilu kanya, all you need is only a kanya, even a reed. You don't even need a piece of wood to stick out such a big hecker. Even a portion of hecker like a reed is also enough. Rashi afilu kanya, the leiminkar kuli hai shari. You can't tell. This kanya is not minker so much. It's not like a piece of wood. The hecker is not so big. That's also sharia. That's what the Yehudi himself says. Now, Omalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Abaye told his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, Hod the Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda said over this halacha is the Shmuel he. Ishno, it's Rav Yehuda that learned it from his Revi Shmuel. In other words, Rav Yehuda really had two Rebbeim. He learned from Shmuel and from Rav. So Abai is saying that Ishno, this din that Rav Yehuda is saying over, is from his Revi Shmuel, and not from his Revi Rav. So the Gemara, the either Rav, because if it would be from Rav's din, Ho'omar, Rav himself holds not like this. That Rav holds, Ein Odom Oyser Al Chaveroi Derech Aver. If the only way you could get to another Rishus is by throwing into it, Derech Aver means you can't walk in there. You only could throw into that Rishus. Derech Aver, you don't ask a Zel Zel. So maybe here, that this bor is in between the two chatzerim, and it's four tfachim away from each chatzer can't stand walk and use the bor. They only have a window that opens up into it, and they have to throw four tfachim. That's called derech aver. So according to Rav, you would not have to have any tikkun at all, because since the whole use is only through derech aver, they do not ask a zel zit. So the kitzur poshup shat is that Abaye did not hear, even in the first, we have Yehuda's din, that you have to use, stick out a ziz. He did not hear the Pharisee that he said it in the name of Shmuel. Because if he would have heard it, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Shmuel, so Pshit is saying over the name of Shmuel. But he says, Abaye didn't hear Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Shmuel. So Abaye himself is saying, you should know that Nestama, this din, that Rav Yehuda is saying over, is in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel. Because if it would have been the name of his Rebbe Rav, it would be a kasher, because Rav holds, you don't need any tikkun here. But Derech Aver, you do not answer at all. Like Rashi says, For Hod the Rav Yehuda, the boy tikkun kol shu the Shmuel he. Mishmu Rabbi Gormalo the Tzorach Tikkun Tzas. Did the Rav to have a Nami Rabbi Minei, if it would have been that Rabbi Yehuda is saying over from his other Rabbi Rav, Le Gormalo, from Rav he wouldn't learn this. To Eino Adem Oysra Achavere Batash Mishmuf Le Kizem. Rav holds, if you only could use a place that's far away from you, that you have to throw there, Shetzorach Lizroik Deli, Be Avra, Dalat Fochma, Filo Kanya Le Tzorach. You would not even have to have a Kanya, not even a small reed. According to Rav, you don't need any heker at all. The cloud is no iser if you can only use that mokim through Azrika. Now the Gemara explains, how did Abaye know this? Where did Abaye see that Shmuel holds you do aser derech avir? And where did Abaye know that Rav's svar is you do not aser if you use it derech avir only through throwing into that rishus, if you can't really walk into that rishus? How did Abaye know this? So tomorrow the Shmuel mehecha. How do you know that Shmuel Ta'akod, you do Asr, even though both Rishuyis only have the right to this middle place, by throwing into it? If you want to tell me from Ilay Mimeho, if you want to tell me from this place, Tiyom Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, the din we had before, that a gag has some machlushas rabin. If you have a gag, you have a roof, that's near the Rishus rabin. Is the halacha and the people living in the attic, in the rafeses, in the balcony, want to use this roof, want to carry from their house into the roof, on top of the roof, is the halacha, it's only mutter, tzarech, sulum, kavua. They have to have a permanent ladder on the roof climbing up to their attic, to their apartment. Latirei. But if they don't have a permanent ladder, then it's aser. Now the question is, why is it aser? I, the b'nei rishus rabim, could only use this ladder by throwing up. So, by throwing it, you tfach them off the ground by them. So here we see the what, if you have to use it, derech avir, you do ask the zel zeh. So here it's a raya, Shmuel holds, throwing something, derech avir also asks. So the more name, dilma k'derech papa. Maybe no, the reason why it's also the b'nei rishus rabim using the top of this roof, asks on the b'nei rafeses, is like the papa said before. We're talking about the rabim are putting down their hats on top of the chotzer. Now, on top of the roof. Now, somebody walking through the Rishus Rabim, it's very easy for him to take off his hat and put it down on a roof that's only 40 inches tall. Adarab, it's very benachas. So, Mel, that's not called bezrik. It's not called you have to pick up a hadi bundle and throw it there. It's called mamash benachas. That's why it's awesome. Benachnami, maybe if you have to take something and throw it to another Rishus, maybe according to Shmuel also, Derech Aver does not ask that. It's not called a tashmish in the next Rishus. So Rashi says, "Yitzarach sulam kavua v'loy b'nei rishus rab masri le derech avir shein gag ze roel tashmishon elim kein zorken olov shum dover distam rishus rabim ika chifufei samach l'ksolim u'masrach kimakorchem." Rashi saying usually rishus rabim is a little bit away from the wall. So if you have this, roof, so it has to be like at least dalat tefachim. Rishus rabim is away from this roof. So the only way they could use this roof is takeb zrika by throwing. So if you can tell me now, Shmuel holds that throwing doesn't answer. Why does the Shus Rav Masa here? Elamayat Zerayin, Shmuel holds no. Even still throwing also it's Osir. And that's the Gemara's Teretz. No. We're not talking about the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim used this here by throwing, but the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim used this way by derech putting the hat, just putting the hat down on top, which is not as rik, which is an easy way of putting it down. So therefore, there's no raya what Shmuel holds yet. And for the Gemara, Ella Mehor, I'll bring you from another case, what Shmuel's for is, Ella Mehor, the din is, this din goofaced this, that zeh moitzi ziz kolshu umamala, the zeh moitzi ziz kolshu umamala. There's mamash what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, there was a bay is moida, that I heard it over, that I'm asking, that Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, that you need a ziz kolshu. So Taka Shmuel is the one that says it, that Shmuel says, even though both these were chotzer, only to use this bar, which is four tfachim away through Zrika, by throwing into it, still you need a tikkun. Is zeh moitzi ziz kolshu umamala? So the more time more diapic. Why does Shmuel say it's mutter? Because they put out a piece of wood. They made a heker. Holoyapic. Master, if they would not put out the ziz, if they would not project a piece of wood out of their kaisel, each chotzer, over to the boar, it would be also to carry me from the boar into the chotzer. What do we say, Amrinon? That holoyapic, Amrinon, we say, odem oyser achaveira derechader. That even though the only way they're using this chotzer is by throwing, derech aver, still the yasa zeh zeh. That's the raya Shmuel Takas holds this halacha. Yes, look at Rashi. Rashi's elamiho, the abaya shomol the Rabbi Yehuda amil said the Shmuel. And that's why Abaya Tak heard that Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Shmuel. Lochi kam Rabbi, this is what Abaya means to tell us. Ho the boy Rabbi Yehuda kanyo, that Rabbi Yehuda says over in his own name, that you have to use a kanya, you have to use, that you could even use a reed. So the Mishmuel Gomolo, he also learned it from his Rebbe Shmuel. The boy a tikkun, that Shmuel holds you have to have some type of a tikkun here. For Yosel Hashminon, the Shmuel Rabbe loves this daf gomer. That Rebbe Yehuda means to say that I learned from my Rebbe, even Shmuel did not mean mamish to have to use a ziz, a piece of wood, but a kanya reed is also good. The Chiva le boy ziz dalid, to a ziz kol shuama. Now, if Rebbe Yehuda minay duad in lakanya. He just means to say that this is all from his Rebbe Shmuel and not from Rav. Because according to Rav, you do not need any tikkun at all. Now the Gemara goes to explain, Udrav Mehecha. How do we know this svar from Rav? How do we know Rav holds that they don't ask her these two chaserim zal zeh to use this middle bar since they both could only use it by throwing it? How do we know Rav holds such a svar? So, Mehi Leimi Mehecha, if you want to tell me from this case, Shtei gezuz toriyos zu lamala mezu. The case we had before. We have two porches sticking out of a wall, that this wall is right next to the Nahor, right next to the river. And the porches stick out over the river. Shtei gezuz toriyos zu lamala mezu. Also mechitza l'alyoina, v'lo yotza mechitza l'tachtoinim. Now the top porch made their tikkun, that they hollowed out a hole there 4x4, and they made a mechitza yud tfachim all around it, so they're allowed to throw down the bucket through this hole and pick up the water. The top chutz, the top porch has the heter, but the bottom porch did not make any heter. So we had before that shteyam asuras, both porches are not usable, at sheyarvu until they make an aruba katzeres together, like we had before that. Since it was made by Shutfis, the bottom people have a right to use the top one, and it's not Yutfachim away, or else we had that the bottom people come up to the top porch to use it. So since both Rishuyas have a right to use the top porch, if they didn't make an Aruva Chatzeris, it's also to carry the water into the house. Now, the Yom Ravun, Yom Rav, Ravun is said over the name of Rav, you should know, Loishonuela Bismucha. There's only Alocha if the top porch is close to the bottom porch. Avo B'muflekis Arbo. But if the two porches are far away, four tfachim away, not height-wise, but length-wise, in other words, on different sides of the wall, is el yoyna muteris, v'tachtoyna asura. Then we say the top porch is allowed to carry, allowed to schlep up the water from the hole, v'tachtoyna asura. But the bottom porch is tak also. Now why is the bottom porch also? Because the bottom porch now, how are they going to use this top one? They have to throw up to the top. Because it's more than four tfachim away.
So this is Rav's throw, that any time the only Tashma Shiav is by throwing it, that's not called you have a right to use it. Therefore, the top people are the ones that's going to use their porch. So they have a right to throw down through the hole to shut up the water. The people on the bottom porch, they did not make any tikkun there. They did not make a hole and build mechitzas yutzvach amoy. Therefore, the people on the bottom porch have no way to get the water up. I lie, they could throw their pocket up to the top porch and slap the water up there. So why don't the yasro and the top people? The pshat is, since the only way they can use it is by through zrika, derech avir, that's Rav's throw. Whenever you throw derech avir, you do not ask azel there. And for the Gemara, maybe here there's no raya. I tell you, dil mashani hocha, maybe here it's different. The chivon lezeb is zrika v'shulshul, or lezeb is shulshul l'chudei, ke lezeb is zrika, or lezeb is pesach dami. Maybe the reason why here Rav holds that the top one is mutter and not the bottom one is because the top one uses it easy shulshul. They just have to lower it down. Vashenkin, the bottom one, since it's more than four tefachim away, it's called a zrika. They have to first throw it up there, and then they have to lower it down, which is very hard to do. So Mela here, it's doime as if this one is the Pesach, and this one is the zrika, that even Rav is moedon, we give it to the top chotzen. And maybe there wouldn't be any raya, though, that if you throw something derech avir, you don't ask azel zim. Maybe if, like in our case, that both chatserim have easy way of throwing it to the middle bor, the middle bor is four tefachim away from both chatzers, maybe Rav will hold, they do ask azel zim. From our case here, you have no raya. Because here, the bottom one has to make a zrika and a shulshul. That's a harder use. That's why they don't have the right to use the top one. The top one has an easy use. Just by shulshul, we give it to the top one better. So the kids said there wouldn't be any raya from here to our svar and Rav. So the Mori Elamehu, I'll bring you the raya from another case. Elamehu, the Yomar Rav Nachmin, Omar Rav Abaravua, Omar Rav, Shnei Batim Vishalosh Churbois Beneim. You have two houses, two different houses, and in between them there are three churbas. Churbas means a haunted house, like a broken down house, that the mechitzas are also kamat, half broken down, and they're not really good mechitzas in between one and the other. The Rashi says they are mechitzas putzais. They are mechitzas opened up one into the other. The mikra din, if you have to have a mechitza, this will not have a shei mechitza. But there's some separation in between one and the other. It's called three different churbas, three different haunted down, broken down houses. Is ze mishtamish b'samach shaloi. Now the right house has a right to use the churba that's right next to it. Ayidei zirika. Now we're not talking about you have a back entrance that opens up into the churba. You just have a window that opens up into the churba. So you could use the churba right next to you b'zirika. Open up your window and throw something in it and then bring it up again. Ze mishtamish b'samach shaloi. The left house now, all the way on the left side, has a right to use the churba right next to it. Right next to it, it could use that churba. Ayidei zrika, also by throwing. You could throw into it, and it could use its zrika. V'emtsoi, what about the middle churba, the one that's mamash in between? He's davin minuriz, it's like a straight row, 1, 2, 3, is v'emtsoi yoser. The middle churba, though, is also for both matim to use. That's what they said over the name of Rav. Yeah, so Rashi learns like this. Gimel churbas b'nayim. Mechitzais prutzais zulazu. The real mechitzas broken down, opened up one to the other. Vein behen diurin, but nobody lives in these broken down houses. Vein lem b'ilem, nobody even owns them. Ela b'nei ha'batim elu, no, it belongs to these people, these two houses here, it belongs to them. V'yeshcha loynes b'batim suchas churba. Now both houses have windows, the back windows that open up into these broken down houses. Is aloha ze mishtamas b'churba smucha loy? Loy, derech alaynis, through its window. Ayidei zrika, by throwing it. Hoyul v'ein loy bo. Tashmish gomor b'chil. Since even in the middle of the weekday, nobody really can use these rishuyas. She'ein loy bo, pesach b'suach lo. There's no door open up into these broken down houses. Eloch alayn, they only have a window. Your back window opens up there. Is ein pirtses ha-mechitus oiseris. Therefore, even though the broken down houses really don't have mechitzas dividing up one to the other, the mechitzas are pirtas, means there's a bigger space there than yud amis, that is not called a mechitza, still they don't ask the zel zim. Or muti l'shtamish b'kuli, you're allowed to be mishtamish in the whole churba next to you. V'u'eini yochel l'shtamish derech cholon l'mrochit, but you can't use the other churba next to the other one, elai de zrika, only through throwing it.
It's even though your chaver also has a right to use your chuba right next to you, and in the middle of the weekday he'll take a long like fishing rod or something, he'll throw it through the other two chubas to reach next to the one next to you, still he doesn't answer on you. So this is the raya from Rav, that the house, much of the right house, he's the, on the right side, he's right next to the chuba right next to him. Now when he puts things out from his window into the chuba, he doesn't have to throw it there. He could just put it down. That's the way he uses the chuba right next to him. Now the person living all the way in the left house, he also has a window that's opening up into these three chubas. Now even true in the middle of the week, he could use all the way this right chuba. How does he use it? He'll throw out of his window through the other two chubas into the third chuba. So why doesn't he ask her on the right house from using the chuba? But there it says, Rav holds that the right house uses the chuba. Derech Shulshul, just lowering it right down. The left house, how can he use this chuba? Only duch zrika, only duch throwing, derech avir. That's the raya, Rav holds, throwing something, derech avir, you do not ask a zel zen. That's not called like you have a good tashmish there. Therefore, each house, for the chuba right next to them, they use it easily, and the other house could only use a derech zrika, the derech zrika does not ask it. But now the question is though, why is the middle chuba also on both of them? How does each house use the middle churba? The churba, they could only use the middle churba if they throw from their house into the middle churba. I would say now, according to Rav, if the only way you could use this makam is derech avir, by throwing it, you do not ask a zel zeh. So that's going to be the Gemara's kasha soon. Why is the middle one also according to Rav? But I call upon him the two churbas next to the two houses are mutter, and the other house does not aser, because his tashmish is derech avir. So you see, Rav holds that if you only use something to derech zrika, you do not ask around the other house.
Yeah.
So Gemara says now, in our base, Yosef Rabruna Ukomar Lohoshmaita. Rabruna was sitting down. He was at the Rebbe, the Rosh Shiva, and he said over this halacha, Oma le Rebbe Lezer, Bar Be Rav. Bar Be Rav means like a Talmud learning in the yeshiva. So Rabbi Eliezer, he was the Talmud learning of Yeshiva, he asked, like the Rosh Yeshiva question, Omar Rav Hochi, is it true that Rav said this halacha? Because it's a sira. If you can say the reason why the churb is right next to the house of Mutter is because Derech Avra, they don't ask the Zel Zem, so why is the middle churb also then? Churb is a sira. If you tell me now the middle churb is also in both of them, I the only use of Derech Avir, so you see Derech Avir is called Yer HaTashmish. So it's called the Tashmish, both Churbish, all three should be Yosef Zel Zedin. There's a theory here, that was his kasha. Is it true that Rav said this halacha? Omalayin. So Rosh Shiva Rav Brunya said yes, Rav said this halacha. Is Ach V'le Yishbiza. Rav Lezer wasn't there, and he said, show me where Rav lives. I want to ask Rav myself. Ach V'le, so he showed them where Rav lives. Oslakaim with Rav. He went in front of Rav, Omalay, and he asked Rav, Oma Mar Hochi, is it true that you said this halacha, that we have these three churbas, that the right and the left is mutter, and the middle one is osar? Oma Le'in. Rav answered back, yes, that's what I said. Oma Le'in. So Rav Lez answered him, V'amar hu di yomar, lezeh b'shulshol, o lezeh b'zrika, shnei masurim. Hamonashach, you Rav hold, that even though one has an easier tashmish, and one has a little harder tashmish, they ask the zeh zeh. So Hamonashach now, if you tell me the reason why the middle churb is osur, is because derech aver, even though both houses only throw into it, so derech aver does asa zel zem, so the right and left churb should also be osur. What do you want to say? The right churb should be moved to the right house, because that one just has to make a shulsha like. He just lowers it down out of his window. For the left house to use it though, he has to make his rikum. He has to throw it all the way through to the right chutzim, to the right churba. But you Rav say that zeh b'shulshav and zeh b'zrika is called equal use, and the yasel zeh al zeh. So who has to see Mamonashach here? If you're going to tell me, like Rashi says, if you're going to tell me derech avir, that's why the middle chutzim is also, so the middle churba is also, so even the right and left churba should also be yasem, because it's zeh b'shulshav and zeh b'zrika. What do I care? The house that's right next to this churba. How does he use it? He doesn't have a door and entrance to the churba. He only has a window. How do you use through a window? You have to do a shulshul. You have to lower it down. Now, true, the other house all the way on the left. How does he get into this churba? He has to throw mamish through two other churbas to get to here. So that's called a zrika. But
But Rav Shita is Zebes Rikiv Zebes Shulto is Lahadodi is Shavu Lahadodi. It's equal that they do ask the Zelzer. So Mamona Shach, there's a theory here on you, Rav. Once the middle one is Osir, why are the two right ones Mutter? Everything should be Osir here. On Malay, Rav answered back like this: Einochanami Avad my Shita is that Derech Avir does not ask the Zelzer. Therefore, the right churba that's near the right house, since he uses it not bezrika, just beshulshul, the left house only uses it bezrika. Therefore, we say the left house that uses it derech zrika, derech avir, does not ask on the right house. That's Taka Rav Svara. Derech avir does not ask on zeh azeh. So the question is then, why is the middle churba aswa in both of them? Omalei, Rav enters back. Mi savrit the kind of kishura, do you think we're talking about now the three churbis, is a straight line, one after another? Loi, we're talking about the kaim kechatzuva. It's talking about like a triangle, like the picture in the Gemara here now. There are two churbis, and the third churba on the left side is in between the right two churbis. It's like a chatzuva, like a triangle. So therefore, the top churba on the right side is muter the top bias, because he uses it for shulshul. Bashenkin, the bottom bias, for him to use the top right churba, it's only duch zrika. Rav holds, if by zrika, derech avir does not ask as el zeh. Hold in the other way. The bottom right churba is mutter to the bottom house, because he uses that churba b'shulshul, just lowering it down. Bashenkin, for the bottom house to use the top right churba, he could only use the derech zrika throwing into it, and derech avir throwing, Rav holds, does not ask as el zeh. Bashenkin, the left churba here, well, the reason why it's osir for both batim to use it is not the pshat because derech avir throwing asis, but since this left churba is close to both batim use it just b'shulshul, just opening up the window and lowering it down into the churba without a zrika. It's not away, it's not dal tzachim away from the house, it's right next to the house. So since both batim use the left churba, equal use of shulshul, that's why the asis yells there. Mashenkin, on the right side, the two churbas, since they're away from one another, therefore the churba next to one house is mutter to that house, and the other house doesn't ask her, because for the other house to use it, it's only derech zrika. Now derech zrika, derech avir taka does not ask her zel zeh. So this is a raya that Rav tackles this svarim, that any time you only have a use, like Moshe, the bottom house here, how can he use the top churba? Only by throwing it into that churba. Therefore, since his whole tashma is only derech zrika, he does not ask her on the top chotzer. He does not ask her on the top bayis. Smell is good now, Rav also. When you have this bor in between the two chatzerim, they do not ask her zeh al zeh. Because since both chotzers only could use this middle bor by zrika, by throwing it, we're saying now zrika does not ask her, derech avir does not ask her zeh al zeh. So the Gemara, oh Malay Rav Papa the Rava. So the Papa the Rava, Leimer Shmuel, let's play the Rav Dimi. Let's say now Shmuel argues on Rav Dimi. Shmuel is saying, hold that no, you have to have a tikkun here, but this bor was only mutter to schlep up the water if you put out a ziz, you put out a piece of wood. So Mashmuel, the two chatzerim do asa ze al ze, even though it's only derech avir. So what? Since both chotzers have an equal right to use this middle bor, it's like both Rishuyas are Sherlit here, and the Yasa Zel Zer. So the Chura then, Shmuel does not come out good like Rav Dimi. The Chiyosi Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yechon. Rav Dimi came over and said it over the name of Rav Yechonin. Mokam Shein Bar Dalad Al Dalad. That's called a Mokam Ptur. A Mokam Ptur, a Mokam Shein Bar Dalad Al Dalad, the Locher is Muta Levnei Rishus Rabin, or Levnei Rishus Ayochin Lekate Folov. That's a Mokam Ptur in between the Rishus Rabin and the Rishus Ayochin. So a person standing in the Rishus Rabin is allowed to put down his bundle on this Mokim Ptur. Who are then a person standing in the Rishus Yochid is also allowed to put down his bundle on the Mokim Ptur. Of our koponim, obuvado, shelo yachlifu. But Metchili should not put, like, carry from Rishus Rabin and put it down on the Mokim Ptur, and then pick it up again and carry it into Rishus Yochid. That's Xera, even though the Raisa this is Mutter. Of its Xera, though, that maybe you come to carry directly from the Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. He says, "Bavad shlo yachlifu." But I call upon him to see a mokum ptur is mutter. Now, what's the head of niskumaritz mashma? The reason why a mokum ptur is mutter because it's called the carrying derech avir. Since the mokum is not dal al dal, it's not a chosh of a mokum hanocha, like Rashi says. It's called like it's ba'avir. It's only in the ear, and anything in the ear is not called a chosh of a hanocha. So that's only good if you hold like Rav that derech avir does not ask the zel zeh. But the chur the kashrus according to Shmuel. That derech avir does aser.